My name's Bo, and I'm a drug addict. I want to welcome everybody to the second World Literature Conference in Lincoln, Nebraska. In this Monday, September 8th, 1980. And we'll open with a moment of silent meditation followed by the serenity prayer. Serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I want to encourage everybody to pray for the courage to change the things you can, because anything we do here can be corrected. But we want to do as much as we can while we're together. And I know a week seems like a long time, but it's such a pass quickly. Thomas, you read the prayer of tradition? Greg, would you read the prayer of tradition? Thank you very much.
Nice honesty. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, loving God, who will express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are the trusted servants, so do not know. Three, the only requirement of membership is the desire to stop evil. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or NA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, carrying the message to the adequate skill subjects. Six, an NA group of never endorse, finance, or any religious facility or outside enterprise. That's the problems of money, property, and trustees, diverse from our primary purpose. Seven, every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, defining outside contributions. Eight, Narcotics Anonymous remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, NA as such have never been organized, but we may create service boards, committees directly responsible to those that are serving. 10. NA has no opinion on outside issues, hence the NA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always to maintain personal anonymity, whether it's press, radio, or film. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our issues. Ever remind us to place principle before personality.
Thank you, Greg.
Please listen.
Yeah, that's right. I've asked Jim if he would do a special prayer for this literature conference.
God, you know, we're all junkies and we don't always know what we're doing. We've kind of got an idea of what we want. We need some help. It's been our experience in the past that we're not too tight. We're not very trusting people, and we need some help in that too. We somehow feel that if this is your will, we wouldn't be here. Amen. Help us out.
Okay, what we did last year is to have everybody come up front and tell us, you know, your name, your area, you know, why you're here, what's happening in your area, what you expect to get out of the conference. And maybe I'll get the ball rolling with a move around the table, left to right, and do a roll call here. I'm here because I want our book. I wanted a long time ago, a long time before I got involved in something like this. And I
found nothing obstructed my getting involved and doing what I could do as an individual member of Narcotics Anonymous, this one drug addict seeking recovery. And the things done today are very simple. But a get together like this with two gods in, because there's just no telling what we can get done this week. And I'm really grateful to see y'all here. And I feel like all parts of the fellowship are represented. A lot of the wisdom, a lot of strength, the joy of recovery is present. And I just pray that we can pull together and let our acts be consecrated to the drug addict that still suffers that's in us, and the members that we know and love, and the old timers that have trouble, and the newcomers, and all those poor dying people out there. And unfortunately, we have one of these very basic cassette units, so could people come to the front, and I'll just step over to the side for the roll call. You want to start? Pardon? Yeah. You really want people to do that too? You know, we'll start with Jim and then go around the whole place.
I'm Jim, I'm still a junkie. And I haven't been working, but I have been reading a lot of books. Some of the reasons are obvious. When I don't have anything to hand the man that's tangible, and he hasn't got anything to read, when he can't get in touch with another member, and in a lot of our areas, our members are spread out. Some groups are doing one thing and other groups are doing another, and we don't have any lines of communication. But these need to be strengthened. These lines of communication between our groups need to be strengthened. We're not getting together as often as we should and as often as, we'd like. We need something to hold us through the times of absence for one another. We've been too busy doing other things that are just as important. And I think now we're finally strong enough, and some of those in the group that have been doing this thing, starting meetings for us and getting us interested, maybe have a little more time to spend it. They've got their lives in order. They got a few more dollars to travel and come to conference. And they've got a lot of experience, and we can write about that experience. And some of us have gone to school and learned how to write since we came here. Maybe it's time that we put forth a little effort and did what's been needed for a long time that we weren't capable of before. You know, a lot of us have character defects we've gotten out of. Ego trips and whatever. But I think it can be done. We proved it at last year's conference that we could do something. We inspired new people. A lot of the people I saw last year aren't here, but I see some people back, and I see a lot of other people here that weren't at last year's conference. It may take a while, but this is the second one, the second step. We'll see what we can get done. That's all I can say.
Because I really want to see this book written, and I've never been involved in anything like this, and I am really in the daze. I am so glad to see all you guys that are willing to help, and I want to help all I can, because it's the only way I've got to pay back this program for what they've given me. That's all I've got.
My name is Brandon Manick. From Wolf Creek, Oregon.
I've been here because I'm here because I've been waiting a long time, dreaming a long time. I'm getting sick and tired of being sick and tired of burying a lot of people who may never have heard the message of Christ among us. You know, that's what it's all about to me. I hate to see people die. They don't have to die. Because they didn't know. They had a choice. The ones that have been around and gone back out and knew they had a choice, but went on out and chose the other road, hey, I can understand that. I can accept that. There are a lot of people out there who never, you know, never knew they had a choice. To me, that's what this is all about. A book's been in the works for seemingly forever. We've had a lot of dedicated people over the years banging their heads against the wall for a long time. And things are starting to happen. And we're part of it. God works through people even us. If we believe enough, we will be used to it.
Seems like not too long ago that I was on drugs. Just a few days ago, I celebrated 16 years sobriety in NA. I'm glad to be here, represent my group from North Platte, Nebraska. Been a little shaky right now, but I'm sorry that I am. The more I'll keep going with it, I'll be around people I love. Thank you.
I'm Doug.
And I'm from Lincoln.
Hi, Doug.
And I'm here because I've seen NA Bigfoot. VA Bigfoot, just it's good stuff that doesn't really do the trick. I just want to be a part of it. Sorry.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark. I'm an alcoholic and addict from Lincoln.
I'm here because I've come to believe and trust in NA, and it needs to be written down.
Neil, I'm an addict and alcoholic from Lincoln. And I'm here because I know NA saved my life, and I'd like to be able to see newcomers get a little bit more than this pamphlet to learn how to do it. Thank you.
I'm Tom. I'm a drug addict and alcoholic. I'm here to help write a book. Me and all my inadequacies and faults, I'm here to write a book. I've just learned how to read and write since I come to the program, and I believe I can be a positive force in helping write this book. And I'm going to put what I have to work because it needs to be done. And I have confidence, not in myself, but what I need to help will be given to me. And I hope everybody else has the same feeling.
name's Ed and I am a drug addict.
Great
to be here, Penny. First motive that I came was to find out, you know, to sit at this table and look around and see who else was here. Because I'd heard for so goddamn long, you know, there's people out there and, you know, they do care and, you know, board go to the World Service Conference and all that stuff. And, you know, two weeks ago, I wasn't supposed to come. You know, I was going to fly to Wichita and then fly home. And so I'd done what I've, you know, been known to do before, is run an experiment, and some bitch it worked, so I'm here. Thank you.
I'm Hank, a happy director, recovering drug addict and alcoholic from Atlanta.
Hi.
And like, I'm here too, you know, because I sit in meetings in Atlanta where we have 42 meetings a week, and good meetings and great meetings. And, you know, I can't help but think about people, you know, sitting on the skid row that aren't in a meeting, you know, and they're not in that atmosphere of recovery, and they're suffocating. And, you know, I'm here because I turned my will and my life over to God. And, you know, I want this book, you know. And I want it because I want something to read when I go to bed at night. Something, you know. I got something, but I want some NA big books to read when I go to bed at night, too.
Yeah, I'm Mike, alcoholic and addict in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I'd like to see a big book because for other addicts can relate. It's, right now all we're using is someone else's book, somebody else's story. And I feel like our own book will reach more people in our own situation. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Cliff. I'm a drug addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Cliff.
We're glad to be here. This is neat. I think for a start, this is real good. We need to work together on this. I know that I always have to practice tolerance at different business meetings and stuff, and have a hard time dealing with it. But because of this program, I've been able to get by without holding on to a resentment, or I can learn from the situation. And if we can put this in a book so people will understand it, they don't have to live like I still live and lived for so many years. You know, I am getting better, but a lot of people don't realize they can get better. And if we can write it down to explain to them that there is a possibility of recovering and getting well, you know, then, you know, that to me, that's a real important thing. I never thought I was a drug addict because I never used a needle, you know. And I've started to write about that, and I've never really completed anything like that. Thought about it a lot, and hopefully maybe I can be able to come up with some small thing of how I realized that I was an addict. And if I can do that and it works as far as putting it in the literature somewhere, it really makes me feel good, because I fought it for many years not thinking I was an addict because I didn't use anything. I'm just real glad to be here.
Joseph, I'm an addict from Memphis.
I'm
a drunk. I'm grateful to be here. Here, I guess, because I'm supposed to be here as a tool. I'm available to do whatever. So long as it doesn't hurt myself or hurt any other human being, either mentally or physically. I want to be a part of this conference here, of this fellowship, to try to see, much like Cliff said, that it's not necessary that people have to go through a lot of things that some of us did, cleaning up without the program, without a book, or without anything. I'm spiritually defunct at one time, and I'm growing today. I'm grateful to be here. Thank you.
My name is Jolene, and I'm an addict and alcoholic from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hi, Jolene.
As soon as I saw the notice on the board where I live in the recovery house for the literature conference, I was drawn to it, and I really don't know why. I don't know what I have to offer. I have so little sobriety. But something in me tells me there are women out there just like me who believe that a suburban housewife with kids could not be a junkie. And I was so wrong for so many years. And I want to be part of this group to reach out to these people and to share, and that there is a better way. And perhaps I can learn something myself, too, by associating with people with some sobriety time, some ideas. I've said a few things today, I'm sure, that have caused people to chuckle because I am new in the program, and I'm real excited about it. I enjoy writing. I think I can contribute to the book in just whatever capacity that is welcome and needed. I'm glad to be here.
My name's Vicki, and I'm a drug addict and alcoholic. I feel real blown away that I'm even here. I feel real lucky to be part of this. I'm from Newton, Kansas, and I really don't know what I have to offer. I just know that I want to be part of it. I can remember when I first got clean that I was reading the Big Book, and I read the White Book over and over and over again, and I found that I related, you know, so deeply to it. And I asked a friend, I thought I was being real original, and I go, well, why does an NA write a big book of their own, you know? And then he said, well, they've been working on that. And then this, right after the convention, I'm just real overwhelmed, and I'm grateful to be here, too, and thank you.
My name is Bob, and I'm an addict.
Hi.
I'm from Los Angeles. And it does me good just seeing this many people that are interested to do this thing that I know it can be done. No doubt in my mind it could be done. It was just a matter of when and how it was going to be done. The need is there. It has been there for a while. And more importantly, I think it's by historically, practically everyone that has done any writing or been involved in those types of services, I'll say 75% of them are still around. Because there's a learning process that goes on along with it. I learned something about me, and more importantly, I learned something about you. I know that we need this definitive text in order to reach more people, because there is a difference in the language. We have a language of the heart in which we communicate with, that we are better understood in terms of what we want to do and how to do it. And I think that's very important that this be stated. And it has nothing to do with the time factor of how long you've been here, you're here, and how did you get here. What have you gained since you have arrived? it becomes more important. I think that becomes a factor, and we do need you. Yes, the housewife and those other people do need to know there is a place to, for them to recover, where they can talk about these things and not being afraid of being ostracized. To be stand up and be a person, to be counted as a human being. We all need each other, and I know that we can do something. Probably much to the criticism that we are going to receive across, but we have to think in terms of we didn't do it, God, and we all done it. There's no individual effort, it's all about it. And I'm one of them advocates. I become a devil's advocate very often in those groups and areas where people believe that we don't need that, we got enough. I don't think we ever get enough in terms of people being saved and people finding a way, finding that thing, and they can reach their own recovery. So I'm glad I could be here. I didn't plan it, and I did plan it. And I just turn it all over and say, okay, well, see what happens. And I'm here. Thank you.
I'm Dean. I'm an addict.
Hi,
Dean. Hi, everybody. It's really great being here. I'm from Orange County, California, where they have the best addicts, the best meetings, the best area, the best region, the best NA program in this best recovery program from addicts in the world. As a representative of that group, I would like to caution those of you who now have an NA Big Book in front of you, that these days we have an oral tradition which has, through God's grace, kept many thousands of addicts clean and serene. The opportunity that I am participating now is not with the goal of presenting you with the NA Big Book you now have. It is simply something that's helping me stay clean here and now, so I'm doing it. What I'd like to caution is there may be some of you who are NA Big Book dumpers. I would like to suggest that those of us who, through our oral tradition of the therapeutic value of one addict talking to another, have through God's grace been able to stay clean, our oral tradition is of these times, and you have an oral tradition of your times, so put it into print. Thank you.
Hi, I'm George, an addict now called.
Hi, George.
I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I like to say I'm just here to help out in any way I can, and it's God's will I'm here, and I'm very excited about what's going on here, and I've been hearing for a long time, you know, when's NA coming out with a book, and I just heard not too long ago that you know, something's being done about it. I wanted to check it out and see how I could help, and you know, that's why I'm here. Thank you.
My name's Henry. I'm an addict.
Hi, Henry.
From Southern California, and our Southern California Regional Service Committee has expressed a desire to have a 12 and 12, some information on the steps and traditions, published before anything else because of some great conflicts that we have in our area with using outside literature at our NA meetings. So we voted to express that to the conference here. And also speaking for the Conference Institutional Committee, along with a program that we are developing to send tapes into institutions
any type of literature that we develop here, no matter what it is, anything that can help the addict, wherever the addict is, will be most appreciated. Thank you.
I'm Nana, and I'm an addict.
Hi,
Nana. And I'm from Santa Cruz, California. And some time back, I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to God. And with that, all the conditions were lifted, and I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska today. I had to figure that one out. But I want to tell you about a feeling I had last night, and I can only tell you about it, you know, with words. I haven't any other way of expressing it. And when we arrived here, there was four of us, and we went to Jim's house, and I sat there, and I seen a few more people. There were people there, you know, from Atlanta, and then, you know, Nebraska, and then there was me from California, Wichita, and Memphis, and then some more people came from California and Oregon, and that, and I had a feeling that came over me that in my mind's eye, I pictured something that must have taken place 45 years ago, and it was taking place last night, you know, and we will have our book. We will have it sometime because we need it. Because this book is going to reach thousands of people for a few dollars, you know, and they're going to get the message. And that's how I got here, was through the little white pamphlet. And because we are growing, we do need something more, I do believe, you know, something more intense and you know, that we just, pamphlet seems to get lost in the shuffle of small things. I mean, something that is a little more heavy in our hands. When we open it, we really can feel it, like, you know, like we do our feelings in our heart. And, I don't know, maybe I'm just here to make the coffee, but that's okay, too. You know, okay.
I'm an alcoholic and drug addict. And what people got to do and got me here. I'm not sure if I could have made it the way I was planning on doing. But I'm glad to be here, and I want to do what I can. I'm not sure what I can do. I'm not sure, you know, exactly what's going to happen. I know what I'd like. You know, I'd like to see a book, something there for an addict, and not just an alcoholic. An addict of all kinds of drugs, you know, all kinds of people. And I want to do what I can to help you. Thank you.
Well, the next, I want to thank everybody for coming and participating. The next thing that we talked about is try to bring the group up to date on the origins of the literary effort and what's gone before. And to do that, I've asked the help of Bob and Greg, because they've both been around a long time, and they both participated in writings before, and I think they can bring the group pretty much up to date in a few minutes. And take as long as you want, because we want to be thorough. And whichever one, I think, Bob, you want to take the early days
on it?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Thank you.
My name is Bob again, and it's in Amenatic. Talking about some of the historical things as far as Narcotics Anonymous is concerned, as far as the writing is basically is what I'm going to stay close to. And as you know, at this here moment, say after 27 years, you can see how long it has taken to get this far. It's taken 27 years. So you know we move slow. But at the same time, you have to realize there were very few people in recovery as far as drug addiction was concerned in the early days. It was one of those moral issues that the community did not understand. we did not understand it ourselves. So there was very little recovery as far as some written text as how to deal with the problem of addiction. Now, I have to admire, you know, the foresightedness of those few that got together in 53 and decided that addicts spoke a different language, they needed a place for communication, they needed not a different set of principles, but they needed some different ideas of understanding. And they parted from what we like to call the mother group and formed what is now known as Narcotics Anonymous. The first writings were very basic. There was only 4 pages. I think someone has one of those pamphlets that we had, or the yellow book. It was basically just the 12 steps. I don't know if the book that you have here has the questions in the back. The first book did have questions in the back as to, are you an addict? That was in 1954. It wasn't until like 55 or 56 did they come out with the other book without, it didn't have the questions in the back, but it had the steps and traditions. And basically remained that way until 1963, when they started collecting material and sitting down and getting together, trying to write something a little more comprehensive in terms of help and digesting what our intended purpose was in a short form. Our anticipation at that time was to write the big book, and it ended up the small book. But in that small book, I think it would carry, you know, I believe, you know, if there's a lot in that small book that you would have to read between the lines in order to really understand it. Greg and I were discussing just fairly recently the substance of that small book. If we could enlarge and say, or take each sentence and add to that particular sentence as to the understanding in our language, where it could reach more people. See, if you come to, you know, Narcotics Anonymous like I did, I had very little understanding. I could read. I could interpret. But I didn't understand. Now, I don't know if anyone can follow that. Because I would take a word and it automatically would change in my head. Okay? Although I knew the meaning of it, it would automatically change in my head. Where it distorted what it really meant. So I think it's very important that, you know, in the text of that book, you know, it was well thought out as to how to condense a large thought into a small thought. Maybe not small in substance, but we're talking about small in terms of the wordiness. See, because addicts, by and large, you know, we're not ones to become too intellectual in the first get around here. We may come in the door with a lot of words, but we're not very intellectual. You know, we're pretty earthy in terms of we come in with street language. That's not the exception, but we have the exception where the person that have that intelligence and have all these particular things, but they aren't able to put it together when it comes through the doors. So we're talking about reaching those people coming through the doors too. I think, you know, the small book is a valuable instrument, a valuable tool. See, because I found it, the value of that particular small book, because I could stick it in my pocket. Somebody was talking about it getting shuffled away in big material. I don't like the small book because I can stick it in my back pocket and carry it with me to the shitter, carry it with me to jail, carry it with me everywhere I went. You know, I kept my names, addresses, my doodlings, dates and places and things in that little book, and I kept it in my pocket. And when I went to see the judge, in my early days, I had my book in my pocket telling him I was trying to get my shit together. Right? And it worked very effectively. So I can't say enough about the small book as far as I'm concerned, because I know I would not have been around looking for the connection with a big book under my arm of no type. Because he always gave me enough time to go to the library when I was in those places to read. So I didn't need to. So I think one of the things that happened at like 63 and 64 and 65 until that small pamphlet came out, and there was a little thing, some things that were happening. We were meeting in people's homes, but there was a great enthusiasm that went on along with it. The other part of it, there was a matter of many personalities were involved because we have great egos. I want you to put my story in because my story is more important than your story. The fighting in terms of changing whatever language was there in order to make it more acceptable. I think it becomes very important that, in a sense, up to the stories themselves, that there's a certain amount of depersonalizing in terms of what the substance should be. That way that none of us can fall afoul of that thing that we become involved in of saying, my thought is better than your thought. Because I think there's a common thread that permeates the whole that becomes a common thought. So it depersonalizes from that standpoint. So I think, as I said, the small book up to that point was just that, the small book. And it took us 3 years, almost 3.5 years to get that small book out. Because we, as you know, as I said, difficult to get people to sit down and to do some brainstorming, to get them together at any particular time to sit down and to do it. So, but I think that was a very useful instrument at that time. I think it can still be a very instrumental tool at this time. And it's my sincere hope that as it goes along, that all of these here areas can be enlarged on so we can reach more people. You don't have to try to interpret it. You can look down there and you've got a heading and you've got the substance that goes with it, and then you've got all those excuses and all the ideas that we conceive in our head as to why it don't fit us, and then we look to the next line and say, oh yes it does. Right? But I think this is what the necessity is of today. There are more people that we're involved in with, and there are more people willing to see this here thing come about. And the next issue of the small white book, Greg was around, and he was very instrumental in trying to enlarge on what we initially had in the first small white pamphlet. So I'll turn it over to Greg.
February 15th, 1972, from the newly formed World Service Office of Narcotics Anonymous. The address at that time was on Crenshaw Boulevard in Los Angeles, since, the first location. Dear Blank, we need your help. As you know, the Board of Trustees has authorized the preparation of a hardcover book entitled Narcotics Anonymous. To enlarge the present pamphlet of that name, we plan to have a much expanded description of the drug addict, the drug dependency problem in general, and on our program of recovery, what it is and how it works. We hope that this new book will fill the same needs as AA's big book, Alcoholics Anonymous, which has been so important in our recovery. Our successful AA's big book has been for us, we desperately need to present our program of recovery and way of life in terms which are more meaningful to the newcomer who cannot identify with alcoholism. How many have died because of this lack of identity? can we forget our primary purpose? We need a vehicle for our program and a cohesive base upon which NA can grow. Whether or not we get this book into publication in the near future depends on you. A great amount of individual and group effort is necessary if we're to be successful. The first step we must take towards our goal is the gathering of information from many sources, but mainly from you. We already have a group of dedicated members in Northern California who are doing some fine work on an expanded version of the first sections of our NA pamphlet, Who is an Addict, What is an Narcotics Anonymous program, how it works. This is the type of action which will make an NA big book possible. We need more drafts of this material so we can put together the best possible book. We also need additional stories to include in this book by clean addicts with some time in NA, relating to what it used to be like, what happened, and what it's like now. In the present NA booklet, most of the stories stress the hard drugs, mainly heroin. In the new book, we also need to include stories by users of newer drugs, speed, acid, pills, and such. This is especially important because of the great influx of addicts using drugs other than heroin. We will certainly still deal heavily with the recovery from heroin addiction, and we need new stories of such recovery. We don't want to limit the attraction of our book or the NA program to opaque users only. If you or any members of your group would like to submit drafts or stories or chapters for possible... We'd like to emphasize the recovery phase in the addict's story, share our experience, strength, and hope, rather than just give a long drug-a-log ending with, and then I joined NA and now everything's all right. Stories should be about the length of those in the existing pamphlet. Please send us several copies of your draft if possible. So if you want to get involved, if you have some good ideas, and most important, if you have something to contribute, please write us at Book Committee, NA World Service Office. Our primary purpose is to stay clean and to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. We need your help. It's 1972. I've seen letters like it from before 1972, in the 60s. I've seen letters similar to it go out since 1972. There's been some input. The input was basically very, very, very limited. There have been some beautiful things that have popped up here and there that have been great, a lot of which haven't been published, a lot of which are now lost when all of NA's files disappeared in 75. Yeah. All our contact points, all of this meetings throughout the world. We were moving the office and they never made the move and never turned up, along with a lot of material. A little bit of material, because the response wasn't there. NA has been coming of age in the last 5 years, and this is when most of your groups spring from the last 5 years, or thereabouts. This is when we've seen the really tremendous dynamic growth that we've looked for such a long time. And we're late. Bob said it. We needed a book years ago. This letter would never have been written if there wasn't a need for a book in 72. Here we are in 1980. But there's a lot of progress. The response level in 1972 was one or two stories a year coming in, maybe one or two articles. 1975 was a little better. One piece of input from 75 or 76 was like, we never saw that kind of stuff before. Input has come out since. About the middle of the 70s, about 75 or 6, we felt the need so desperately that we took a lot of existing things, things that existed for years, either in mimeograph form or as part of the white book, and printed them in separate little pieces, you know, which are the IPs. I think in all the IPs there was one piece that hadn't been in circulation and publication for years. Possibly two, I think there was only one. You know, there were committees that met. Here's a list that was drawn up in 74 of 34 topics for pamphlets, titles. And then something happened to me. You know, we started to communicate a little bit. We started getting the idea of by maybe working together, we could get a lot more done. And the concept of the service conference, which this is part of, came into being. And the First World Service Conference Literature Committee, which was very small, everybody raised their hand and said, I'll help, you know, and three or four guys ended up every weekend through the year busting their ass. Maybe I'll throw in this time too is that, you know, at home I have probably 6 inches of material that people spent long, long hours taking A's literature, changing every word. Every time it said alcohol, they put it. I've got a complete 12 and 12. A's, 12 steps and 12 traditions. With every addict, every alcoholic, every alcoholism changed. I have a complete first 5 chapters of the book, Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. With every alcoholic and alcoholism changed. You know, think of the man hours that were spent. I mean, these are typed. These aren't just, you know, scribbled out. These are typed and bound. Yeah, it did. It really helped the people who did it. You know, of course we can't publish this kind of material because it's copyrighted, and that's in violation of the copyright laws. But there was a lot of work that went unguided, unhelped, unsupported. And it's been our committees that have offered some guidance and support. First of all, you know, our fledgling literature committee, World Service Conference Literature Committee. There have been literature committees going for as long as I've been around. You know, and last year, guidance, our biggest need at the time. You know, they got people willing to do things, but what do I do? You know, it's like it's hot in here, and somebody said, well, open the window. You know, I can go open the window, but a lot of times I can't think of it, you know, putting, you know, it being hot in here, and if I open the window, it might cool down a little bit. I have trouble making that jump from A to B. You know, a lot of us respond well to, hey, do this. Write something for me about you. Write something for me about such and such. Where I might not have thought about that in my life. Times, man. And the progress, the progression, you know, it's just like us. Just like, the parallels between an individual, a group, and the fellowship are so close, you know. As individuals, we have to work the 12 steps. As group, I think the group has to work the 12 steps. You know, as a fellowship, we have to work the 12 steps. And you can see the recovery of all those things. You can see how the individual grows and matures and becomes a real human being. And you can see how the group grows and matures and becomes a really active media for carrying the message. And you can see how the fellowship grows and matures. And that's the most exciting thing to me, because it's all happening all at once, and it's so dynamic and so alive and so real. And that's why I'm grateful to be an addict clean day and year.
because I feel for it.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Greg. I wrote on here we could take a break at this point. Y'all want to take a coffee break at this point? There's a little bit of the next item is business at hand. It's so brief. What I'm going to do is beg your indulgence and go over it briefly. Then we'll take a break. We'll get back together and begin the work. We've got a list of five achievable goals for this conference. The first of which is to establish an outline of chapter headings. The second is to inventory the material collected. I'm going to copy the material collected and cut it up to where, you know, maybe an article will finish in the middle of the page, and we'll take the material and we'll be able to cut it down to one sentence to put into the outline form. We'll try to set aside any material that seems ready to print to serve a specific need. If such material, you know, emerges when we're inventorying the material collected, there's probably some in there. And if we did find some, then we could probably get it in acceptable form and review it with the different literature committees around the country. Eastern Pennsylvania literature committees here in South Florida are supposed to fly in. I know they've got their airline ticket paid for, and I hope they show up because they've done a lot of work to turn it in. The fifth thing on the list is to inventory the material that we need to complete the outline. If you're pretty good at figuring, you probably realize that's not going to take a whole week. And I hope that we can just use this time and the strength and guidance from loving our power of this fellowship to guide us in any days remaining once we reach that point. But just to get the ball rolling and keep the spirit alive, why don't we have a little Lord prayer for the end of the beginning of the Second World Liberty Conference. Thank you. My name's Bo, and I'm a drug addict. Jim graciously let me open this conference, and I'd like to turn it over to him for the first piece of business, which is establishing outline of chapter headings. And like any of our work here, all this will be subject to fellowship provide revision before it's any finalized. But then if we don't have an outline of chapter headings, how the hell we can proceed? And if they're based along the lines of recovery and common sense, then they'll probably stand. I will say this, that obviously, you know, if you think the newcomer that has a sincere desire for recovery, you're going to be having to hand them this book one day, what would be the first thing you'd like to see in there, and the second, and so forth? Well, I don't know exactly what, yeah.
Are you asking a question?
Huh?
Are you asking
for a question? I've got some information now that maybe help facilitate this conference. Some of the local people that are here can, you know, maybe slip out the back door and get some of this shit done that we were supposed to have done. The promise was, you know, last week, yeah, man, I got it, and gave me at the last minute bullshit excuse. Yeah, I'll try. I'm used to talking soft because people have to listen and they pay attention. You know, it's a trick I learned a long time back, and I sometimes use it. Okay. Okay. There's a print shop in this building. I just got some information on that. If we use a little of our suck politically around town, we might just be able to get what we need here at Fox. And that might be an easy way to go. We've been having trouble getting a hold of the guy that promised us the copy. You know, I'm going to apologize because for our group, because, you know, we're just a bunch of fuck ups. But.
Yay!
At least we feel part of.
Yeah. Like all the rest of us. It's the common bond.
That's probably the common bond. We're still fuck ups. Anyway, the Chamber of Commerce in Lincoln has typewriters for loan for conventions and conferences. All we need to do is get a hold of the conference committee at the Chamber of Commerce. And they're ours for freebie. And I don't know the details on that. Have I got a volunteer?
If I had an honor, would you have a volunteer?
I have the
fame.
Okay. That'll get that taken care of. I myself feel most useful when I'm out doing that kind of legwork. You know, this head work and paperwork drives me crackers. So those are the two things that I had first off. Somebody want to try and look around on first floor here and get a hold of this name I have and mention the mayor's name, because she got this place. Our the history, our the mayor's interested. The mayor's secretary's son has some problems a few years back. The Narcotics Anonymous people went out and 12-stepped him. You know, he's still using, but it helped. And we clarified some things for her on 12-step call in the family. Yeah. And the mayor's seeing that we're doing some good because her secretary's head cleared up for a few days and she could get back to work. Yeah. And so she's willing to bend over backwards for us. And she said, you know, if there's anything we need, try to get a hold of it. You know? So we got a little pull there and you know, we're going to need some outside help.
I know we're self-supporting, but we can, I'm sure we can accept graciously.
What was that in the first floor?
Somewhere on the north end of the first floor is this print shop. And,
we need to locate it.
We need to locate it and maybe have a few tactful individuals go down there and humbly plead for some assistance.
Okay.
Well, we're going to be writing in the first part of this.
Yeah. We got some time to do that, maybe.
I'd rather have to see the members stay in the room and
attend
the mechanics later.
We can probably attend to the mechanics when we break.
And Sam will be here after this.
Okay. We're looking for what? Chapter headings?
Three. No, I think
Bob, yeah, I don't know. One of you decide.
Also, but I'm concerned. As far as the establishment is concerned, I'll find it, Bob. Chapter headings. We do need a basic introduction. The person first walks in the door or walks or picks up a book, he wants to know what it's about, what we are about. And I think we need some kind of perhaps an expanded version, but still, I'll get back to the white book. What is an archive? To expand on that maybe a few steps further, showing that it's not just for heroin addicts, it's not just for pill addicts, it's not just for homicides, it's not. We need the expanded version. And what Narcotics Anonymous is about, what it does, what it tries to do, what it tries to accomplish. And that usually initially will kill the person with the idea whether he wants to continue reading the book or not.
You had your hand up first, Greg.
No, I was good.
Hi, Greg.
And, I have a feeling for a couple of years. It doesn't make it right. You know, I've got a lot of weird feelings the last couple of years. But, I think we have an idea that everyone in the program is familiar with, that everyone in the program has access to a copy. We could sit here and take a lot of hours listing the things that are expressed here in the order and discussing the words. But we aren't going to come, I don't think we're going to come up with too many things that aren't at least touched on here. One place or another, you know, we may not have, I'm sure it won't say enough about much of anything. I really believe we have enough now. And the simplicity of the commission is that everyone has enough.
I saw a hand back here.
Joe and
I was just thought that we were brought out and what the problem was talking about. Red, but Roland was talking about somehow, somewhere. Maybe what Bob was saying about explaining a little bit about
I think Bo was next with his hand up.
My name's Bo, and I'm a drug addict.
Hi, Bo.
There have been some things discussed over the years that I'll share from time to time. One thing that's pretty well stuck in the way of a good idea is because it doesn't have to be this way, but is to take the material from White Booklet and let it be an introduction to each chapter where it's appropriate. We may have more chapters than we do have sections in the first part of White Booklet. For instance, the first chapter, something could be who is an addict, and it could have the material in italics, and then the new material right after, so that in the book itself, all the material from the White Book that would be included in the following. You just, so you'd open the chapter 3 and it would be titled, and then it would be italics, and then the text would begin. We would have the old, we'd marry the old with the new in that manner. And I've lately, the last few days, started thinking about this history thing. And I know that there are a lot of members that have gone before, and if they had not stuck with and hung in there, then NA as we know it today would not exist in a good sense. And that their efforts would, one, their efforts would not go unnoticed. They would have to be recognized in name and just talk about, you know, this happened and that happened, we tried so and so, we wound up with such and such. And they'd read it, they'd know we love them and appreciate them. And people reading the book and wanting to know where Narcotics Anonymous comes from would have it right there in front of them. But it would not be, by putting it in forward, speaking one member's comment there, most people, like I don't necessarily read forward and I pick up a new book and then we go on to table contents and then start reading the book. And then after I've read the book, if I like it, I might read the forward or I might read the appendix to it. But by putting it up front, then I would say that's where it belongs. That's just my comment. Thank you.
Yeah, you were next. Thank
you.
Well, they're not numbered in the book, and that could be determined by common sense. Probably following something like the order they're presented, but we might have a dozen or two dozen chapters. Nobody really knows at this point. And, and then we just have to see. How many sections are there in the first part? 7 or 8?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9. You can't just begin.
Well, then, are you putting
controls
around? Yes. Let's see if there are any other ideas. Now, I know one that Bo and I have talked about, that there are a lot of people who feel that our books should have 12 chapters.
Well, in the same way, I think that you're talking about the 12 steps are there too.
And 12 traditions are there too.
12 traditions are there too. Right? And the expanded version of those 12 steps should be probably included in
how it works.
Not in how it works. We're still talking about the chapter, but our chapter still needs to know all the things.
That chapter may be very, very long.
Yeah, that might be long.
My name's Henry Amanetti.
Hi, Henry.
And expanding on what Greg said about possibly one long chapter entitled How It Works, again, here at a few in Southern California is to have 12 chapters, one for each step, and following 12, one for each tradition, included in part of the text, in part of the outline. What I think we're looking for, based on Greg's idea, which I think is probably the best thing I've heard, taking the White Book and expanding upon it, in as great detail as we can find necessary, which for each section, or possibly each paragraph, may turn into a chapter. Each step, I feel, personally, turn into a chapter along with each division. And I don't think we'll run out of material. Hopefully, although there are those who don't think that those who Narcotics Anonymous know too much about the steps of division. I think we do have a lot of material that we can dump there anyway.
Vicki?
The only thing that I can see where that would be a real big problem is sometimes you just put the little ones aside, where both idea of having what fits in what chapter still keeps that little book alive. And that way it can be an introduction maybe to the big book. And that idea that I just heard you say sounds like what we're running in 12 by 12 instead of the big book.
Right. That's what it was meant to do.
My name's Lynn. I'm an alcoholic and drug addict. Okay. You're talking about a big book going towards the addict who still suffers. And you talk about the history of something and writing something. All right. I agree with Dean to a certain. I don't like reading history. But if you put something in big, bold letters but not write it, hope, the word hope, you know, and have some hope there, you know, these people. The recognition would be there, but also the message of hope. And you want 12 chapters. How about just...
24 chapters.
What? All right. Okay, so you take a chapter like they're talking, how it works, right? That bit of the how it works from the white book. And like, you ever seen a book with a chapter with a bunch of subtopics, sections? And then write out each step, and then write a little thing on the step. But it would be in the same chapter, and you can do the same thing for the traditions. The white book stuff will be written out before anything, and just in each step expanded on in each subtitle.
Well, as long as we have the same amount of material, it's important for me to draw the lines from the chapters as long as the material is there.
But you're basically saying that the 12 should be included in the big book.
Yeah.
Well, we shouldn't, for the addict who still suffers, we should not just forget about the steps and put a bunch of war stories in and for Narcotics Anonymous as a whole, the ties that bind us together are the traditions, and we shouldn't leave those out in lieu of war stories or history, which history may not really mean anything to a newcomer unless it includes that these people stayed around for X number of years of sobriety and stuff. They started, that's a message, but just history per se without any message. Well, it is a message in itself. I think that should be stressed that it is a message.
Steps are important to the program, but you got stuff like
the steps are the program. The steps are the program.
Okay, but there are other parts to it too.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says in the white book our program instead of principles, and that's the steps, and that's it.
Let's see a hand here that's been up for quite a while. Let's see what he's got to say.
This right here, it's the best thing we've had to offer. It's the best thing we've got to offer. It's a message of hope. It's how it works. You know, it's all there. And it's, keep it simple, stupid. I think this right here should be our first chapter. And it's our outreach. It's the thing you stick in your pocket and carry with you for what you need. It's the thing you hand to somebody else. I think this right here should be our first chapter. And if I think there's a necessity for history, but history turns me off. That's the biggest thing I have against AA is people get caught up in something, the big book. You know, that's history. I want to be where I am. This is where I am. But, you know, that's history. People get caught up in saying, you know, well, this is what it says right here, so this is the way it is. It ain't that way. It ain't that way for everybody. Just because it was so-and-so, you know, back in history. I think this should be our first, you know, this is what we want right here. Everything we know is built upon, you know, what we've already learned. Everything I say was given to me by being taught words. And this is the best beginning. I think this is that's the best thing we have to offer for the first chapter. And expanded version is the whole sum of the book.
I
if I can throw out a thing or two here. What I see is, you know, we're trying to write, you know, or what was our chapter? What was the 5 point?
You know, outline and outline of chapter heading.
What I'm wondering, I'm hearing a lot of different ideas. You know, we're trying to put chapters of the headings in a book, and we don't really know what kind of a book we want. We need to agree on what kind of a book we want, so maybe some ideas on Greg.
See, I think we all know what kind of book we want.
I don't.
Well, I want a book that will save a life.
You can say anything that does any work that will save a life.
Also, I want to say one other thing. Ricky was talking about the life. One will need to be. That's something very important to me, too. I don't think there's a conflict, but there are a couple of reasons. Bob was talking this morning about being able to carry around this in his pocket. I think it was about going to jail in his pocket. That deal also can be there. Our book is probably going to cost the individual, you know, $5 anyway, whatever it costs them. Good one to be a giveaway for the group. The group can't afford to give away $505 books within a 2 month period. I don't know any group that can do that. That's $2,500. You know, I'd be able to give away 500 at 20 cents. 25 cents. So I think the need will still be there. And I think this will survive because even though they're filling the same name, it's kind of like a paperback versus a hardback version. You know, when I was a newcomer in the door, hey, here it is. If you want to know more, hey, there's no. Or con someone.
Maybe we should have 12 units with 12 chapters each.
Maybe we should keep talking about
that. Team?
Okay, I was just going to say that I think we ought to forego any extra discussion about the content and just deal with a major list of general subject material and then agree on that list. There are a few things that stick out, like disease concept, how it may be phrased, and who is an addict. Well, and recovery, the atmosphere of recovery, you know, that deals a lot with 12 traditions and how we maintain the spiritual nature of our groups. But the biggest thing that's come up in Hank and my experience, we've been meeting weekly for nearly 2 years, writing and Rainbow, World Lit Letters, and conferences, and First Lit Conference, and the real simple two-word biggie is recovery process, from contracting the disease to finding out about Narcotics Anonymous, and then to finding out what these others that have gone before have done about it, and finding out how to apply it in the course of our own recovery. And that's every single thing, from what you do when you've been around a while and you develop other interests, you know, you begin to recover and take charge in life again, how you deal with that. That relapse, what happens when you're driving down the street one day and a Greyhound bus runs over you and the medic hits you with morphine, that was your drug of choice.
Or alcohol.
Or alcohol, if this happens. And how do you maintain your recovery? How to ask for help when it hurts. You know, it don't count to ask for help when you don't need help. And the sad thing about our disease is it incapacitates us in a way that makes it damn near impossible to learn to ask for help when we really need it most. That's the hardest thing for us to ask for it. especially if we relapse. And it's things like that that occur in the course of the recovery process. And we're all members of Narcotics Anonymous, so we've all been addicts out there. We've all heard about the program at some point. We've all attended our first meeting. We've all made our first year clean and sober, some of our first few months anyway. And, you know, some of us know what ongoing recovery is about. Some of the aspects of the disease that, you know, stand out at the beginning start coming up, like, my group's going wrong, it's not doing what I say, you know, they're getting out of hand, these upstarts are taking over, getting cynical, yeah, these bastards off of dope, their rest of the life ain't getting no better, I'm clean today, what's the difference, I'm still doing everything I used to do. You know, but that's just the disease. That's the way the disease gets us. Yeah, recovery don't mean nothing. No use again. And shoot, we're worried about how to pay our bills, and suddenly we're on the terminal board. And that lot's rather big out there, you know, hassling out one of my little scenes. And that which more or less normally takes place in the course of recovery, which is outlined in our 12 steps, that recovery process, I think, is, you know, that sequence of events, if we can somehow agree on what happens in the course of recovery. And when I make a list like this, I think what should be included in major terms and list those items that should be included. And then what's the first most important one? Assign number values to them and go down the list that way. Maybe we can take some suggestions on what should be included. One word or one phrase suggestions or one sentence suggestions on what should be included, and then go over that list.
First hand I saw was over here.
Dean was after me. I didn't cut him off once, I'm going to roast down.
I would like to suggest, first of all, that last year there was a literature conference, and that a lot of the stuff we're doing here is a rehashing of what was done there, and in this thing here, basic text, we've already done what you're suggesting we do. We already have here what was already accomplished through a lot of time and effort, exactly what we're talking about. All these headings right here, it's already been done. And then glancing over these, maybe you can come up with an idea of some that maybe were left off. What I want to stress, what I'm saying to is
I like to pass them out, Joe.
Let's wait until everybody has a positive trauma.
Those are chapter headings, basic text. Now, pamphlets is one, basic text is the other.
So you get people to suggest things that are not on the list, the paragraphs, what is on the list, you know, where it's related to the type of material. Me too.
Joe?
Oh, Bubba.
Joe.
Me?
About all these chapter headings or
possible
topics that might fit into chapter headings. Okay, I like to address some words to continuity. Okay, the continuity that's been established does not necessarily have to be continued on, like in some tradition or something, but just helps to make everything seem like it's working together as a whole. When we have in our PIs things that sort of in brief give you a quick shot of what's in the white booklet, then you see the same things as starting off sections of chapters in the NA book. It seems to make everything seem like it's some sort of design, there's some sort of continuity to the whole thing. That if you didn't really want to heft around a big book, you had this, you could have it down. If you didn't really want to have it down this, you could have it down the PI. But it's still the same information you've got. There's still continuity. There's still a feeling that you've got authorized the material. Here it is in the big book, here it is in the booklet, here it is in the PI. And that way you have the continuity that if you didn't want to hassle with a big book, you could at least get the same material in a brief form with a booklet, or you could carry a PI with you. So I feel that there is a need that to include the material here in chapters designated to the same heading that we have here, the same way we have the PI to booklet to the book. And also, I feel that her idea, as far as how it works, I personally feel that a 12 and 12 should be a 12 and 12 and separate, because it's taking too many chapter headings away from a book that's designed to show you a total picture. I feel that one chapter on how it works devoted to an extension of the 12 steps, maybe 12 sections in that chapter, one for each step, written as much as we feel we have to write, and as we feel we have to do it, that one chapter is enough to deal with it to the book is concerned. And that one chapter for the 12 steps is enough for it. We're talking about a total process, and I personally don't feel that the 12 steps are that important. Okay, the reason why I don't feel that is because if you people had not accepted me when I came into my first meeting, I'd be dead right now. Somehow there was a loving God that expressed himself in your acceptance of me. I've seen lots of people who have not gone through the 12 steps, who have turned around with two meetings and said to a person with one meeting, hey, I think the meetings are going to do it for me. And that person with the one meeting goes, hey, maybe I'll go to some more meetings. I feel personally that the 12-step message can be carried simply by one addict sharing with another. Now, I feel for my own comfort in maintaining my cleanliness that 12 steps are vital and important. I think they're just a part of a whole recovery process. That there were people cleaning up and staying clean, trying to help other addicts before there were ever 12 steps. I feel that one chapter devoted to that, and then enlarging the steps in that chapter, is all that's needed to be grateful.
Thank you.
To get back to the beginning, the hope that was mentioned, I think it sounded real good to myself. And something like maybe hope, there is hope in the road to recovery, or a road in the desperate beginning. And I think that one chapter for the sketch and one chapter for the tradition is a good idea. I think the two chapters would, well cover it. Because I think the steps are going to be involved in the whole work anyway.
I've seen this hand up three or four times and we're not letting him talk.
Over and over again, I don't work those steps until I'm hurt, until the